calling for a high temperature up to about 50, a breezy cold day. Turning colder in the overnight hours tonight, becoming partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to the low 30s by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, still a chilly day, but a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 52, back to the low 30s again tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, a little warmer, good bit of sunshine, high around 60, threat of rain returning Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASC. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey will take the oath of office today as she begins her first full term as governor. Dexter Avenue and other downtown roads will be closed this morning for the inauguration. For a full list of closures, visit alabamanews.net. A Birmingham police sergeant was killed and another officer critically injured early Sunday morning while investigating a suspected car burglary. Police say two suspects are now in custody. One of the suspects was shot and is receiving medical treatment. And the Alabama Supreme Court has granted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith's request for a new venue and judge in his upcoming murder trial. Smith is charged with murder for the killing of Greg Gunn nearly 3 years ago while Gunn was walking through his neighborhood. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better market on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Washington Post reports President Trump has gone to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Deadly winter storm stretching from the Midwest to the East. More than a foot of snow in some parts.
A new report by the Centers for Disease Control says the U.S. birth rate is at its lowest level in 3 decades.
Police on the scene of a mall shooting in Utah. Customers wounded and running for cover.
Sarah Thomas became the first woman ever to officiate at an NFL playoff game.
The toll of the shutdown growing even more severe at airports in Miami and Houston. They're closing terminals there because of a TSA shortage. A
couple of great matchups in the NFC and AFC. High-powered Rams, high-powered Saints, a lot of offense in the AFC. Chiefs, Patriots, second-year star Pat Mahomes against the ageless wonder Tom Brady.
The movie The Upside beat all expectations.
Surprising everyone who thought Aquaman would be number one for a fourth week in a row. Aquaman crossed $1 billion in international box office this weekend.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe aux Hopes. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe aux Hopes. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father, who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
44 degrees outside. Stock market is up. Down 71 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Big guy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I got some things done. I got a lot of things done on Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm not afraid to admit it, I got sucked into a TV show.
You did? What was your TV show?
My roommate put on season 4 of 24. And that show just has all those cliffhangers and different things, you know, Jack Bauer breaking all the rules.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hooked. And I'm like, I don't have anything to do today. Looks like this is what I'm doing today.
So you watched how many episodes?
To the end.
You got to the end?
Yeah, I watched probably 18 episodes.
Man.
I got up to go to the bathroom and make some food, but it was a true binge-watch Sunday.
So the catheter wasn't working.
No. Which, by the way, the commercial on Fox News it often plays, the guy who's the pilot,
It's
like, I need my catheter. That's the reason most people need a catheter. They're pilots. Sure.
There you go. Those long trips. 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then also, we have Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that is $60 value. You know what's in that gift basket? Anything you put in there. Who is that available to? Anyone who calls and actually talks to us. Okay, so I went to Fresh Market, and I got the bone-in premium ribeye. Pound, 1 pound, 5.7.
Wow, pound and a half.
It was really, really good. Did it in the precision cooker, then on the grill, then in the pan. And I had half of it left over.
Let me ask you, when you do the big bone-in like that, do you cut it off the bone or do you leave the bone?
No, I keep the bone on for taste.
Nice.
Yeah, it really is. And particularly, I've really learned that you need to get it up to room temperature. It really has a much better taste to it than trying to do it when it's right out of the refrigerator.
And the bigger the piece of meat, the longer it takes.
Yeah, and it really needs to be at room temperature. And you're not going to get hurt by doing that. But did peppers, did onions, did salad with it. It was really good. And great taste. So my son happened to call me and said, Dad, did you know the ribeye, bone-in ribeye is on sale. I went, I'm eating it now. It was really good. The president left for New Orleans for the farmers' meeting, and this was him departing. I have not heard all of this. It's going to be a little bit of stop and go, but this was just about an hour and a half ago.
I'll be going to New Orleans right now. I'm going to be speaking in front of our great farmers. I look forward to that. I did it last year. And I look forward to it. So we'll be back a little bit later. I believe, I don't know if the weather changes things, but the Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. Very great team, an unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions, subject to the weather. So I've been here all weekend. A lot of the Democrats were in Puerto Rico celebrating something. I don't know, maybe they're celebrating the shutdown. We have a very big crisis, a humanitarian crisis on the border. Everybody knows it. They know it. And many of them are saying, we agree with you. Many of them are calling and many of them are breaking. The Republicans are rock solid. We've got to take care of our border. Many of the people, they're all going to get their money. Many of the people that aren't being paid right now are in total agreement with us. You saw the Border Patrol agents. You saw what was happening. They're in total agreement with us. So we'll see how it all goes. I will tell you this. We have a priority. It's the safety of our nation. The southern border has been horrible for decades, and it's now, because of the success of our country, it's now at a level that we cannot put up with. The Democrats have to do something. We need their votes. Otherwise, we can't solve it. Without their votes, they now control the House. Let's see if they can lead. I don't know that they can lead, but we're going to soon find out. What'd you say? Well, that was a suggestion that Lindsey made, but I did reject it, yes. I'm not interested. I want to get it solved. I don't want to just delay it. I want to get it solved. I just don't know anything about it. I read it this morning. It's a lot of fake news. That was a very good meeting. It was actually a very successful meeting. And I have those meetings with everything. I just know nothing about it. It was a very, very successful...
What he's commenting on is what we're going to be talking about for this first hour, and that is that the note taker, Donald Trump, went to the note taker and said, or to the interpreter, and said, give me the notes that you had and don't talk to anybody. And so the press is reading into that that he took the notes away because he's hiding something. First of all, then they go, they spent this morning on Morning Joe talking about how unusual it is not to have a national security advisor in the room with you when you're meeting with a world leader. Well, Kim Jong-un, he did that with. Ping, he did that with. Putin, he did that with. Most of his meetings are just the two of them and right. a translator. Reagan did that with Gorbachev. There wasn't a national security person in that room.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it allows them room to breathe and to talk, not just, I'm sure policy comes up, but I'd imagine it's a getting to know you thing as much as anything
getting
else.
Getting to know you. Yeah, well, and you can be, you're not as guarded in your words when you're doing that. You're not trying to overdo it. But they made this big thing, and there was a report, and we're going to get into this in New York Times, no proof of it, but that they were doing an investigation that Donald Trump may be, ready for this, an agent to the Soviet Union.
Oh, good God.
This is absolutely, and I'm going to play some clips for you. I know exactly what it is. And the fact that this came out is, when it is coming out, anytime a full baloney story comes up, then something's about to happen on the other side. You remember Charles, you had Andrew McCabe and, you know, Rosenstein did X, Y, and Z, and then, he's going to quit. No, that was a McCabe story plant that was leaked to people. Totally untrue. But it's because McCabe was about to get his butt fired. Let's continue on with the president.
Successful meeting. We talked about Israel. We talked about the pipeline that Germany is paying Russia a lot of money. I don't think it's appropriate. We talked about that. Talked about many subjects. But I have those meetings one-on-one with all leaders, including the president of China, including Prime Minister of Japan, Abe. We have those meetings all the time. No big deal.
Mr. President.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax. Who? I haven't been following it. I really haven't been following it. A deal with what? I don't know if we're close on a deal. This should be the easiest deal that I've ever seen. We're talking about border security. Who can be against it? We're talking about drugs pouring in, human traffickers tying up women, putting tape in their mouth, and pouring into our country. We can't have that. We can't have that. We have drugs, we have criminals, we have gangs, and the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. They say, oh, it's immoral. But it wasn't immoral 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and 10 years ago when they all raised their hands to approve a wall. All of a sudden, it's immoral. It's immoral because one reason, because they know they're going to lose in the 2020 election. That's the only reason to them it's immoral. Who did? Who cares?
Who cares?
China about trade.
We're doing very well with China. They're having a hard time with their economy because of the tariffs. We're doing very well with our economy. We're at records. Our unemployment numbers just hit a record, another record. We're doing extremely well as a country. We're doing better than any country right now anywhere in the world. China wants to negotiate. I have a great relationship with President Xi because it's good to have relationships with Russia and China and Japan and India. And I have relationships with almost everybody. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. I think that we are going to be able to do a deal with China. I can tell you, we are getting things that before I became president, you would have had no chance of getting. They would have laughed at your president's face. The people that started that investigation are McCabe, who's a proven liar and was fired from the FBI. Are Lisa Page, who was forced to leave the FBI, and her lover, Peter Strzok. I fired Comey, which was a great thing I did for our country. So the people doing that investigation were people that have been caught that are known scoundrels. They're, I guess you could say, they're dirty cops. And I'll tell you what, it is so unfair what's happened to the FBI in terms of the men and women working in the rank and file of the FBI. I know many of them. These are great people. And they are so embarrassed by their leadership. I have never seen a turnaround in a bureau or agency like I have with the FBI. They are so embarrassed. I think 12 people now have been terminated. And others, if you look at what's happening, others are going to go. What happened to the FBI? So when you say, should I have confidence in the FBI or intelligence agencies? When I see Orr and I see all of these people, when I see Lisa and her lover and their notes and their texts get captured, and you see what they said about me, having nothing to do with the investigation, let me tell you something. When people see that, you have an angry country because the whole thing is a hoax. It's a big hoax, and it's very bad for our country. So what happened with the FBI, I have done a great service for our country when I fired James Comey because he was a bad cop, and he was a dirty cop, and he lied. He really lied.
We're going to go to a break, coming back, and finish more of Donald Trump's departure from the South Lawn aboard Marine One. Dan Marshall, we're going to be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know it's all right. I said it's all right. You know it's all in my heart. 272-228, this is where we are. Let's go back to El Presidente and pick up the... That was our 20 after break, right?
Yes.
Or did you merge them?
I didn't merge them, but we can finish out with the president.
Okay, let's finish out with El Presidente, Donald Trump.
And all you have to do, wait a minute, and all you have to do is take a look at the crooked Hillary Clinton investigation when they brought her on the July 4th weekend. July 4th. They didn't swear her in. They didn't do any tapes. They didn't do anything. They just let her go, and she mostly said, I don't know, she didn't know anything. Just like James Comey a week ago, he was interviewed by Congress, and you know, unfortunately, people didn't see it, because the Republicans with Paul Ryan, unfortunately, they didn't put him out there. But what he said was either he's a bad liar or he's grossly incompetent. Unfortunately, people didn't say it, but you can read the transcript. What? You know how I feel. Okay, we'll see you in, what? I'm not looking to call a national emergency. This is so simple, you shouldn't have to. Now, I have the absolute legal right to call it, but I'm not looking to do that because this is too simple. The Democrats should say we want border security. We have to build a wall. Otherwise, you can't have border security. And we should get on with our lives. The Democrats are stopping us. And they're stopping a lot of great people from getting paid. All they have to do is say, we want border security. That automatically means a wall or a barrier. Thank you. I'll see you in New Orleans.
Okay. See you in New Orleans.
And I'm so happy he's sticking with not calling a national emergency for the time being. Doesn't mean the shutdown's prolonged, but I think too many presidents have done that on this issue too often. Get Congress, hold their feet to the fire.
Well, here's my take of it, is that if you can pull up the clips for me, please, shall we? I think that the time period is going to be the State of the Union address. Mm. And because if he does it before the State of the Union address, he loses the impact of the State of the Union address. If he does it after, then he's got all this time up to the 30th, and then he beats them up on the 30th and see how they react to that. So I think it's a lost leader if he does it now.
I agree. I really do. That makes sense. Use the bully pulpit in full force, and no better occasion than the State of the Union.
Especially with the Dems going down to Puerto Rico and Menendez putting suntan lotion on some unknown woman down there.
Oh, my.
I know. Somebody said that was his wife. I went, that's not his wife. That isn't his wife. His wife. I've seen it. That ain't his wife. Maybe his ex-wife or something. I don't know. I think he's out of the wife business now that I think about it. Okay, so that story about that the New York Times ran just kind of started taking off here. So this is going to be kind of a long piece, but this is America's Newsroom talking about the New York Times piece and the Washington Post piece, and then we're going to discuss.
The president has been picking his travels very, very carefully these days as the government shutdown enters its 24th straight day, the longest on record. Visits with the troops, a good thing. Visits to farmers, a good thing. Playing golf, not such a good thing. Visits to Puerto Rico, not such a good thing. He is fond of farmers and has tried to bolster their spirits amidst the tariff wars and the loss of cheap immigrant labor as he cracks down on border incursions. However, he just tweeted at about 7:20 this morning, quote, getting ready to address the farm convention today in Nashville, Tennessee. Love our farmers, love Tennessee, a great combination. See you in a little while. Trouble is that meeting with the farmers is in New Orleans. The president instantaneously deleted that tweet. The president also tweeting this morning that the onus is entirely on Democrats to end the government shutdown. Another presidential tweet. Nancy and crying Chuck can end the shutdown in 15 minutes. At this point, it has become their and the Democrats' fault. I've been waiting all weekend. Democrats must get to work now. Border must be secured. That, while 30 or more Democrats and their families have been meeting in Puerto Rico on hurricane recovery efforts there, also taking in a performance of the Broadway show Hamilton and soaking up some sun, as you can see from this pic from New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Not exactly the kind of image you want to see in the midst of a government shutdown in a very cold and snowy Washington, D.C.
Well,
Sandra?
Doug, the administration's pushing back hard against this latest Washington Post report that President Trump tried to hide his conversations with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and that report coming down the pike after Friday night's report by the New York Times that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation of the President of the United States, basically looking into whether or not he was a Russian spy in the aftermath of the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Now, the Washington Post is reporting that Mr. Trump took a translator's notes of his conversation with Putin at the 2017 G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. The reporting has further entrenched both sides in the broader debate over Russian influence in U.S. elections and beyond, the White House and Republicans defending the president against what they believe is the FBI's rogue leadership.
Okay. So you remember when he first got in office and he called the Australian president?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the transcript of that conversation was released. So I can see why he would be gun-shy. And this is going to be very interesting what they're going to do with this translator if Congress is going to call them up, because a translator goes through an incredible security clearance.
Right.
An incredible. And sometimes, I'll let the cat out of the bag, they have an intelligence background because they're looking for body language from the person and things like that.
Well, the one term that's coming to my mind if a translator got hauled in front of Congress would be, we're going to invoke executive privilege.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the Democrats would look stupid to do that, but Nadler, yeah, don't let Nadler stop you there. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you, my friend, and did you burn your house down?
No, I didn't. I still have structural integrity at my house. And it's a cold, ugly day, and this stuff, Dan, we have just seen evidence of collusion with you. You gave away some state secrets with the interpreter, so they're going to investigate you for collusion now, too.
Oh, no. Here we go.
There we go. And one point about Donald Trump working for the Russians, they can't afford Donald Trump. He's way too expensive an agent. You know, they could find cheaper agents to work for.
Well, the whole concept is absolutely absurd, and we're gonna get into what really happened here, because we've been talking about it on this show since last year.
Yes.
I'm talking about September of 2017. We were talking about it then.
It's beyond funny. And Donald Trump's never worked for anybody in his whole life. president of the United States, the first job he applied for, and he got the damn thing.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, now what's so interesting about all these constant, the whole damn news report was on the government shutdown. I could not believe it. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world. But it goes to show you how unnecessary these bums are. Food inspection, it comes to light that they don't inspect the big guys but every 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, Costco does its own inspections, for instance. They don't depend on the government at all. And most of these big companies like Walmart, everybody has their own food inspection services. So, you know, they're trying to create all kinds of panic. And what bothers me is just like I called and told Joey and Barron earlier, is the people, the Facebook people who read a headline and that's all they read and they're gone. So that's going to be our main issue in the future, is people verifying information or just going on the superficial Facebook story.
Well, wait till we get into the details in this New York Times and how they're handling it. Morning Joe was blowing a gasket this morning. They had him just crucified, saying, this is it. They've got him cornered.
I see.
That's unbelievable. What do you hear? The montage of the reporters. Red Top, thanks for the telephone call.
I'm
glad you didn't burn down your house. I also did lamb pops, too. They fired him with the diffuser.
Sounds good.
It really was good. And my son did his first precision cooker on his thing up in Knoxville last night. He said it was amazing. Going to be back. Dan Morris Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starts out on a chilly note, but we will be warming up by the middle of the week. Our forecast for today calling for a high temperature up to about 50, a breezy, cold day. Turning colder in the overnight hours tonight, becoming partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to the low 30s by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, still a chilly day, but a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 52, back to the low 30s again tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, a little warmer, good bit of sunshine, high around 60, threat of rain returning Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll talk at the street, said you might go solo. Good friend of mine, say, leave him at your back door. I need to know.
272-922, that's where we are. So this thing is beyond ridiculous. They literally opened a case, and here's the timing. Comey gets fired, and they open up a case in the counterintelligence division to see if Donald Trump was doing that because he was a Russian asset. And we're going to get down to what really happened here that's just so logical. I'm surprised most of the media hadn't picked this up with. Let's continue on with America's Newsroom.
The president said this weekend that it's the most insulting thing he's ever been asked, that's ever been said about him, which is saying a great deal, given everything that's been said and done about him. The other thing is, I have a slightly different view on it, which is it sort of confirms what the president has said all along about some of the rogue actors at the very tippy top of the FBI who are no longer there because they were fired and worse. Some of them were deemed to be leaking and lying, sexting each other.
Democrats, meanwhile, increasingly convinced that President Trump is acting in concert with President Putin.
Why is he so chummy with Vladimir Putin? This man who is a former KGB agent, never been a friend of the United States, invaded our allies, threatens us around the world, and tries his damnedest to undermine our elections. Why is this President Trump's best buddy? I don't get it. And when he takes the interpreter's notes and wants to destroy them so no one can see what was said in written transcript, you know, it raises serious questions about the relationship between this president and Putin.
The new head of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff of California, vowing to subpoena those translators' notes in advance of that 2017 G20 summit meeting.
Go ahead and overreach. Please keep overreaching. This is absolutely, and the way that they're couching this is unreal. Go to the news montage of talking about this issue here.
This bombshell New York Times
bombshell
report, bombshell breaking news.
It is indeed a bombshell.
This is very explosive.
They are in deep damage control mode.
It's like out of a movie.
Has the president been turned, basically?
The tentacles are now leading to the top. Now it's the president of the United States of America.
Tentacles now. Big old octopus. Tentacles are leading to the very top. No evidence, no proof. Just an article in the lying New York Times. And in the article down in paragraph 9, it says there's been no evidence to say that this was true. So they're just opening at the fact that this case was opened up. Okay, so I want to take you back in the Wayback Machine. Catherine Harris did a report on September 17th, 2018, about this subject. And what you're going to hear here, this is not the complete report. This is the part where Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were texting back and forth. It was right after the firing of Comey. You remember, he's the guy who's in charge of the counterintelligence. Comey's left, so who's in charge? Andy McCabe. Let's listen in.
Catherine, and now their texts about Comey's firing are under new scrutiny?
Well, this is important, and I'm going to try and make it simple so it's easy to understand. 2 hours after Director Comey's termination became public on May 9th, 2017, there was a series of urgent text messages with Strzok telling Page, "We need to open the case we've been waiting on now while Andy is acting." Andy is a reference to then Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who temporarily took over after Comey. Page replied, "We need to lock in redacted in a formal, chargeable way soon." Fox News has learned that during her July deposition, Page declined to clarify the May 9 text. And that same month, in his open public testimony, Strzok also declined to answer questions, but he indicated there is a connection to Mueller's probe.
To get into that would relate to ongoing investigations, which, consistent with the department's policy on ongoing investigations and based on the special counsel equities, I'm not authorized to discuss ongoing investigation.
Okay.
So with Page's admission that there was no evidence of Russian collusion by the time Comey was fired and the special counsel was appointed, three congressional sources questioned to Fox News if they're talking about bringing an obstruction case. So the case is obstruction against the president for the firing of Comey, Sandra.
Okay, now that was back in September 17th of 2018, that report on that day. And to me, this is just so logical. So somebody leaked a story saying that Donald Trump was being investigated after the Comey firing for possibly being a Russian asset. You just heard Peter Strzok texting Lisa Page, while Andy's still in charge, meaning Comey's not there, we need to get this investigation going on then redacted. So if that says Trump, which I feel confident it does, then that is a BS way of trying to get to the president through the, quote, here we are talking about a deep state here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is for real. Now, why would they do that now? Is there something about to come out?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an Inspector General's report, and they're trying to get ahead of a story and trying to get, and this is what they did with the Rosenstein thing and the McCabe lie. They tried to create a false narrative story to show, to get you off of the other stuff. News Tone 93.1. The MO Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Whoa, 272-9228, that's where we are. Byron York is going to weigh in on this thing. And again, it really was, if you were CNN or you were MSNBC, you just were drilling this morning. CBS, not as much, but they did do it, but not as intensely as Morning Joe did. Morning Joe was orgasmic over this whole thing, and that this just proves everything we've been saying is right. No, it's no proof at all, Joe. This is the problem. And again, he was on a liar rant. So let's listen to Byron York on the New York Times piece.
Pressure reports, Judge Jeanine asked the president about it on Saturday night. Here's how part of that went.
I'm going to ask you, are you now or have you ever worked for Russia, Mr. President?
I think it's the most insulting thing I've ever been asked. I think it's the most insulting article I've ever had written. And if you read the article, you'd see that they found absolutely nothing.
Now, let me tell you something. We're going to go back into Byron York. What the way the pointy-head liberal media is telling this is he didn't answer the question no. He didn't say no, so therefore it was a non-denial denial. That's what Morning Joe said. That's what CNN said this morning. That's what any liberal talking head, and they kept repeating that several times. And all the talking heads of Morning Joe, they were, you just look at his body language and you can see that he couldn't. It wasn't on TV. It was a call-in. That's how just deranged these people are. Let's continue on with Byron.
Interpret his response as forcefully as it was. Byron, what is your read on that?
Well, I would not be surprised if he does say no at some point in the future, today. But it would have been a very simple answer to say no. But the important thing about this New York Times article is it does say that no evidence has publicly emerged to show that President Trump was in touch with Russian officials secretly or was somehow being directed by them or something like that.
I've got the quote. Byron, I got the quote right here. No evidence has emerged publicly that Mr. Trump was secretly in contact with or took direction from Russian government officials. Keep going.
Well, then the Republican question is, so what's all this about? A number of Republicans believe that Trump was essentially under investigation by the FBI long before May of 2017, when this report says the FBI was so disturbed by these reports that they opened up an investigation. Basically, the whole Trump-Russia investigation that had existed for more than a year, or a year at that point, was directed toward President Trump. So a lot of Republicans are trying to figure out why this report came out, exactly what's going on behind it. You saw Lindsey Graham, who is now the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, where Republicans still have the majority, wanting answers on it.
Excuse me. Byron York, steady Eddie, man. He's doing it. But literally, they got upset because he didn't say no. And this is so Trump, is that when something's that outrageous, that's what he says, is that's outrageous. I mean, you are accusing the President of the United States of being a Russian asset? Okay, so let's say that they did think that. And they opened this thing up right after Comey was fired, so you're about May in 2017. And this is the beginning of the Mueller investigation. It was a Russia collusion, then this, and then translated into the Mueller investigation. So if they thought that, they really thought the President of the United States was an asset to Russia, meaning he was a double agent. Think how outrageous that is. Wouldn't they have put every single person they had on that to make sure if it was true to protect the country? Because if it was true, you had to protect the country. And if it wasn't true, you need to know that it wasn't true. So why in the did it take so long and they haven't come up with anything? Where's the conclusive report on this? How did they end this file? Because there is a file. When you open up a case, there's a beginning and there's an end to that file. Or did that file get sent over to Mueller and it's just still open because Mueller's got it? This is absolutely outrageous. Unbelievable. Let's continue on investigating the president.
In the meantime, you got Elijah Cummings in 60 Minutes. Did you see this last night? Here is a little clip about what you can expect very soon.
We can look at anything, but the fact that we can look at anything is part of the problem. There's so much. The Congress doesn't meet but so many days in a year. And all I'm saying is that we've got to hit the ground, not running, but flying.
That tells you a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Actually, what Congressman Cummings said is a real problem. The big question for Democrats now is the oversight committees normally oversee just basically anything in the United States government. If there's corruption in this program, if there's money wasted in this program, they should investigate that. So should they actually investigate the actual problems in the United States government, or should they focus entirely on President Trump? I will say that I think in this coming Congress, the holy grail for Democratic investigators will be to try to get the president's tax returns. The law does allow the House Ways and Means Committee or the Joint Committee on Taxation to get an individual's tax returns. We'll see a lot of fighting on that. But for Democrats, a lot of Democrats that believe that could be the key to everything they want to investigate.
That is kind of the Rosetta Stone to them of the Donald Trump world and Nadler and everybody. They want to get this in. They are hunting. They're not investigating something that they have a lead on. They're just digging. They're just hunting. And Trump administration has done a pretty good job with kind of the recklessness of some of the Democrats. They need to do a better job, and they need to take this thing home. They need to take it home, because this is what's going to really bust their chops, is overreaching, and that it's what it'll do is it'll cost them the House, and it'll lock up government for a long, long time, and I think it'll put 2020 in a much better posture, because some of these candidates are totally yahoo. The guy that, you remember that did the impeach Trump videos? That,
yeah.
You know, he dropped out for presidential race. After spending $1.5 billion.
Wow. Well, and we have some, and we'll get to it probably in the next hour or two, some hats being thrown in the ring. We already knew about Elizabeth Warren, but there are two more.
Yeah. Castro and Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah.
Gabbard, who's, by the way, pretty sharp.
Yes, actually, of all the Democrats out there now that are high profile, I like Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't agree with a lot of her economic policy, but I really like her.
Yeah, she's sharp. She's a standout, but she's just too moderate for the Democrat Party right now.
And you're already seeing articles.
They started chewing her up as soon as they got wind that she was possibly had a hat ready to go into the ring. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.